This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Getting closer and closer to quitting time, baby. We'll talk with Eric Nadell, your Rangers Hall of Famer, and then get into a little what you're drinking and what you're thinking before LA Live. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Rodas, Eric Chiafardo.
Wow.
We're about to pull that one. Wow. I just said Eric Chiafardo.
I think that was.
I am sorry.
That was.
How long you guys worked together?
That was unintentional. I think that's the first time I've ever done that one.
I think it's the first time I've ever done that. And
I've never said Fardo.
I think it was.
And I'm surprised now.
Was it Freudian? Does Eric stink today or something?
I think it was Freudian.
I mean, you look just like you've been sweating a little bit.
Freudian.
Freudian slip.
Maybe I did. Hey, I just don't even know.
I told you. 7 hot dogs. 5 burger patties.
The meat sweats.
So
my guy, yep. I hear you.
I think it was called for.
Eric Chiafalo and Lucius Alexander. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hour number 4 of the G-Bag Nation. Gavin Dawson will be back on Monday. I don't know if I will. But right now, let's do a little football's finest, shall we?
Well, Chuck, I know you're going to be back on Friday because you're going to be at Moxie's in Dallas partying with the Tolos, drinking beers out of awesome chalices.
Those glasses.
We're about
amazing.
To pump them on social media right now.
Pump them, dude. Pump those things.
We're going to pump the jam.
Okay, so we need to address the Dak Prescott walking boot. Broadus, you got the sores. Not looking like a big deal here.
That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Maybe a sore ankle.
Yep.
And should already be out of the boot. So the photos that we saw of him perusing a boating dock in Cabo are nothing to be concerned about, at least as of now. Once we get to Oxnard,
if he's walking around in a boot, then let's all be concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we'll be panicked.
Then we'll Eric Chiafalo, insider.
Yeah. I think it's Chiafardo.
Chiafardo.
We have a name change.
You know what? I tried to say it right. I was really concentrating not to mess
Well, now that you've heard it, it's kind of tough not to say Fardo.
Yeah, it's going to be Fardo for a long time now moving forward.
I'm so sorry.
And I can thank Wolchuk for that.
That hurricane might get to us.
Did you guys see anything on the internet yesterday, by the way, that disgusted you from a cookout standpoint? Was there anything that was eyebrow raising where you're like, man,
I was
surprised.
You should
have just kept that photo to yourself.
I was surprised.
No, I didn't actually.
Did you see?
Then that means you didn't see what I saw, Walter.
I don't think I did. Do you see what I see?
Broadus might vomit when I tell him what I saw.
No, go ahead, because I think Sean retweeted a picture of a guy doing some brisket stuff. And usually if it's kind of dry looking, Sean will rail.
He will call.
He was like, huh, what are you going to do? Use that for a doorstop? You know, he'll give you one of those.
Yeah.
But he retweeted it. And, like I say, the brisket was okay looking. Wouldn't say, but I was surprised Sean.
He got the Sean stamp of approval and didn't get the Broadus stamp of approval.
I felt like that Sean kind of was in that mode where one got past him there.
You know? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can understand that. He was probably in the bag yesterday a little bit.
Oh, he talks about that. No. This morning on his show, he was complaining because he didn't get the day off.
Yeah.
He gave himself a 3-hour window to have fun. And then it was. And then he
3-hour
was
fun window?
Because that's tough. Done. The quick turnaround makes it tough. I would have had to do the same thing. I woke up this morning feeling like I got hit by a train. Like, I cannot believe we have to work today. I was so exhausted, but
it was a little concerning.
I saw deviled egg hot dogs yesterday.
Oh, man.
People deviled egg hot dogs.
People are, by way of a condiment on top of their hot dog, putting some type of deviled egg concoction over it. And it is just off-putting of anything I've ever seen.
And then we determined that you would scrape the inside of the deviled egg out and just eat the white part.
I have been
prone to do
that.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
I have been prone
to do that. Like, why even bother?
Just scoop out the little mayonnaise paprika bit.
Sometimes people do mess that up and it's not good.
Just have an egg white. I mean, what's wrong with that?
I would probably try this.
But I get the ragoons right today, though, right?
You did. The crab ragoons were delicious. Thank you very much.
I went for the real crab, too.
You did. And that, to me, that made all the difference.
Yeah.
You could tell, because sometimes you'll get a crab ragoon, and it's pretty much just cream cheese.
Yeah, see,
but you
that's
could
the
taste
thing.
The real crab.
I feared imitation crab was going to be in my mouth, and that was real.
No, I reeled it up for this. Yep. I just think that if you're going to do it the right way.
No, you did.
Yeah.
And the homemade duck sauce was pretty good.
That duck sauce.
I spilled some on myself.
I'll tell you, normally I go sweet and sour, but yeah. I might have to transition to Brian's homemade duck sauce in the future.
I've always been more of a yum-yum sauce.
I'll tell you what. I had to use a Tide pin for the first time in my life in my scouting bag.
Because you got duck sauce all over it?
Yeah. I looked down and I was like, oh, damn. You know, kind of a deal.
Look down, there's some duck sauce.
I had to throw away skivvies because too much duck sauce.
I was standing next to... I was standing next to...
Had to buy old Chuck new set in the underwear. Urinal
there, and I go, oh, damn, look down at my shirt, you know, and I carry a Tide pin. I actually had to use it today.
I had to use it on my duck sauce.
Well, Chuck, I just DM'd you the disgusting deviled egg hot dog if you want to lay your eyes on it and right, still tell me that you would eat it.
I'm not even looking. You didn't do it to me, did you?
No, I'm not going to make you sick over there.
You know what?
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
I'd probably pass on that.
Yeah, as you should, because otherwise you'd be passing
gas. You should pass
on
deviled eggs to begin with.
I don't mind a deviled egg.
Yeah, you do. Don't act like you do.
See,
I know. It's they're no, okay. They're no, fine. There's no, something wrong with deviled eggs.
Eric's like, oh, yeah, I like them, and he's scooping out
I don't like them. I've been on record with the fact that I don't like
them.
Tell you,
my wife likes them, and the ones that she made, I wouldn't eat again.
Oh, wow.
Shots fired. I'm just being honest with you, honey.
Hey, I respect that.
You're talking big, bro. She must be asleep or something like that.
She's probably listening. Yeah. She's always listening.
Right now. Me and you guys are married. Is there anything you've ever said like that? I mean,
Yes, I know there's been.
I mean, honey, please don't make the lamb kebabs.
Herself.
Anymore.
I mean, there was something wrong with those.
I mean, do you say that? Yeah, don't make the lamb kebabs. And you can't make pancakes worth a damn. You know, Lucius, you ever...
I tell her, don't make anything, because you always make a damn mess. Clean up after yourself.
Let me just mess with the air fryer, honey. Yeah. All right, I got this.
It's like a 12-year-old going in there cook for the first time. Look at all these forks and spoons. Jeez.
My wife crushes me for that, too. I use too much. There's grease everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's like, kind of clean as you go. And I'm like, hey, I got a one-track mind here, okay? We'll clean up later.
What is wrong with clean as you go?
I mean you.
What is wrong?
I just don't have the mental, the capacity, the wherewithal, anything like that. Okay, so CeeDee Lamb.
You don't have the capacity.
It's just true. If you want to have a halfway decent meal, then you don't want me thinking about anything else in the process. CeeDee Lamb, there's videos of him circulating where he's doing his workouts and he's doing his explosive stuff and he's doing like one-legged step-ups, holding dumbbells, you know, a little bit more of like a new age. He's jumping on boxes. He's doing different things for explosiveness. The video goes on Twitter yesterday and former Cowboy wide receiver Cole Beasley just quote tweeted it and said, man, just do some heavy squats and power cleans.
Yeah.
So he's kind of watchdogging the CeeDee Lamb regimen here.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Cole Beasley has the ability. I mean, he's punching up in a huge way. We're talking about CeeDee Lamb, who doesn't get hurt and just improves himself year in, year out. I think whatever plan he's on is working for them.
I think he's doing a good job. I'm not, whatever CeeDee's doing.
Listen, I respect a heavy back squat and a power clean with the best of them. But
some of your best questions have been about weightlifting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully CeeDee Lamb's out there this year. Maybe we can catch up with him. If he's not holding out, we can ask him about those.
CeeDee, what are you doing any of those back squats?
If we get CeeDee Lamb on the show, if he's out there, I will ask him.
I hope
what did you think
CeeDee.
About Cole Beasley saying, hey, man, how about just some heavy back squats and some power cleans instead of all this cute stuff you got going on?
I like the cute stuff. I think it's working for him.
Yeah, I think it is as well. I thought it was a little bit funny that Cole, but Cole Beasley likes to get in the weeds.
He likes
to talk about everything except for the fact that Cowboys fans, females, are hotter than Buffalo Bills fans, females.
We're just talking about the Cowboys in general.
There was
on a Cowboys radio station.
We know there's always the, or at least for the last couple of years, there's been that NFL Players Association where they go do the report cards for each team of like their facilities and like their food situations, and they get graded on how good they are from a nutrition everything standpoint. And we did that back in February, but there is an ESPN article now that is talking about how some teams are trying to change. You know, like you get the report card back and now you're like, crap, we're
not very good.
We're an F on the nutrition scale. Our players think that we absolutely suck. The lowest scores in relation to the food survey was the Cincinnati Bengals.
I believe that.
It was an F-.
That chili they have out there.
Yeah, they're just serving up a bunch of Skyline.
Skyline chili. If you serve that, cinnamon. That's an F minus.
Well, I got cinnamon.
The Bengals were F- in the dietitian and the food and cafeteria categories. In 2022, there were multiple microwaves for Cincinnati players to reheat food brought from home. The Gatorade coolers doubled as a fridge where players would store their lunch bags. And, of course, they received an F-minus for that year as well.
And that crew's about to spend $490 million on a lawsuit. Might get worse in Cincinnati before it gets even better.
Oh, for the Sunday ticket thing?
Yeah.
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 Like, yeah, that's
true. Their organization's going to have to give up $490 million, you think, and now and they're running microwaves? Now, I mean, what do you think they're going to run later?
Oh,
seriously.
Man.
Can you imagine?
Joe Burrow's going to have to supply food. This is bad.
To keep your food cold, you got to find one of the team Gatorade buckets and just throw it in there and hope nobody messes with your sack lunch.
I don't know how you do that for your players. I just don't. I just don't.
Well, one player was asked, and this was a Bengals player, of like, he was a Power 5 college dude, and these college programs are bringing it strong.
Jamar Chase.
They're having to sell players. Yeah, maybe it is Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
He says, just diversity of what we had in college, diversity of what you can eat that was catered to you, diversity from a standpoint of having a nutritionist that really could set a certain plan up for you in essence of what your goals were and what catered to you.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing when you get here. It's a little more basic. And most guys don't even eat the stuff that are given. And it just makes no sense why every team wouldn't be up to speed on this. Even the Rams, that feel like sort of a new age, Sean McVay kind of team and program. He's talking about like, man, because they were graded pretty low over the last few years. They've been really, really bad. And he's quoted and he's like, I didn't realize how much better it could have been until they hired this new nutritionist guy this offseason. Now everything's gotten so much better for him. I'm like, how could you not understand this? This is athletics 101. Every kid growing up is like kind of instilled a couple of things here. Don't drink the soda. Don't do this. I don't understand how it's an NFL professional athletes all over the place. And shout out to the Cowboys because their situation's incredible.
Oh, yeah. They do that right.
Honestly, they go
to a star and you assume everybody's kind of like that. But it was a
facility. It was bad at Valley Ranch in a lot of ways. And they opened that facility at the Star and it got so much. They probably went from maybe a D to go into an A. That's how the meals and stuff like
maybe
that.
Maybe a lot of it is these older facilities. Like the Rams, I think, had to build one.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll get better.
Yeah,
I just think you got to take care of your players and your staff with food. I mean, you waste money on bringing players in for visits. You might as well, if you're not going to do that, spend the money on your food. Now, I remember when I was at Texas A&M at Kane Hall, and this was in the 90s. I had a $2 million food budget for their athletic department and that was 1990. They were spending $2 million a year on food. Yeah, come on.
That's legit. That's how it should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Puka Nacua for the Rams, I guess he's a super picky eater, and he's been trying to improve his eating habits in this offseason, so he goes to Team Nutritionist, the new guy that they just hired, but he had some restrictions for him. Apparently, Puka Nacua doesn't like any vegetables.
Al Michaels.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Al here in just a second, but he's like, I don't do any of those. He replaces the nutrients from vegetables with watermelon and pineapple in the morning to go with his eggs and bacon.
Okay.
He says,
he's a
quote,
fruit guy.
He says, that's how I get some of my fiber and stuff like that because, like, hey, you got to poop somehow. And I'm like, I'm not getting it from any veggies. So
he doesn't want those fiber thins.
Even some great athletes are anti-veggie. And we know Al Michaels, great broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same way. Here's Al Michaels discussing the subject.
I was born when my parents were 18 and my mother hadn't even read Dr. Spock at that point. So she just let me have the run of the course. And I always push the vegetables away. To this day, no. And I guess what I've proven, Chris, is that man does not need vegetables to survive.
But is it just possible that you would like, I'm thinking of one of the more non-objectionable vegetables, a carrot.
Oh, please. Please.
A carrot?
No, a carrot.
Oh,
no,
please.
That's an objectionable vegetable.
I mean, really? What? I mean, how would you know? You've never tasted it.
I look at it. I just don't even like the look of it. And I surmise what it might taste like in terms of the texture of it. I think a lot of it probably has to do with it just doesn't look like something that would go down well.
I mean, he's just
does not go down well.
It's hilarious, man. But I guess like he is walking proof that you can still be a, you know, a long living dude and not have any vegetables. To me, this is very exciting news for everyone.
I mean, if you want to look like Al, you know what I mean?
I don't skip your veggies.
Yeah, I don't know. You're hanging on by a thread, but you might be 36.
I mean, I guess do your thing. I don't think vegetables are that bad.
All right, speaking of bad, let's play this. Happy birthday to our old producer in the nosebleed seats, Zero. And speaking of food and football, here's the worst halftime report in Dallas Cowboys radio network history.
You won't believe it, but the Cowboys lost the ball on their third fumble, which resulted in another field goal for Atlanta, giving them a 20-point first quarter lead. Finally, in the second quarter, the Cowboys' offensive engine started up and came in the fork. And came in the form of Ezekiel Elliott.
Second and goal at the one. You can out pull of the down. One. Another read option handoff. Elliott banging. Broke a tackle.
Bang.
Crashes in. Touchdown, Cowboys.
On the ensuing That's drive, enough. Calvin That's Ridley enough. Found That's himself good. Wide open.
No, let it go. Let yeah. it go.
I'll hit it again, bro.
It's the came
Please.
In the fork.
Came
bro.
In the fork.
Please.
Hit it.
Giving them a 20-point first quarter lead. Finally, in the second quarter, the Cowboys' offensive engine started up and came in the fork. And came in the form of Ezekiel Elliott.
He's got to
second and goal at the
collect himself.
I mean, you can hear him breathing.
Very nervous. Yeah. His voice is shaking a little bit. And I don't believe he ever did another halftime after that again.
That's when they turned things over to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love you, Zero. Happy birthday, my
friend. I do too. I love you too. And that, I think, was the watermelon kick game. Yes. Against Atlanta.
Oh, the Falcons?
Yeah. Falcon, yeah.
It's a huge one, man.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, buddy. It's a big report, man. It's a big report. All right, speaking of big and wonderful, let's get to the legendary voice of the Texas Rangers Hall of Famer, Eric Nadell, as we barge into the expressway commercial-free to the top of the hour, LA Live. And what you drinking, what you thinking? 877-881-1053. That's next right here on The Fan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the expressway here as we go commercial-free to the top of the hour, capped off by LA Live with Lucius Alexander. It's what you drinking, what you thinking time here in the G-Bag Nation, 877-881-1053. Thank you to the on-time experts for this commercial-free expressway. But right now, let's go ahead and welcome in the Hall of Fame voice of the Texas Rangers. It's Eric Nadell, brought to you by Tylock George. Eric, happy Friday to you, my friend. Happy belated 4th of July to you. What did you do to soak in the holiday festivities yesterday?
Hello, here I am.
Hey, there he is. There's our guy.
Yes.
I couldn't hear you for a while.
No problem.
You're back.
We're back, man. We're back. How'd you do 4th yesterday?
Well, it was great. You know, I did a little baseball game. Exciting game. We lost, but a lot of great plays. And then a little bit of a fiasco in the evening. I had read that there were going to be fireworks at Clyde Warren Park in downtown Dallas. And it turns out there weren't fireworks there. But it was a gathering place. They had all kinds of stuff. The place was packed. People were expecting fireworks. And I guess we were supposed to see the fireworks that were shot off at Fair Park, you know, just a mile or two away. But you couldn't really see them. The fireworks weren't high enough in the sky to really see them from Clyde Warren Park. So there were thousands of people there who were disappointed. It was a bit of a fiasco.
Oh, no. Did the mob elect you, Eric, to go and find out what the situation was? Did the mob say, listen, you're the best talking guy we got here. We got to figure this thing out. Go handle this, Eric, please.
Fortunately, nobody recognized me last night. I was just as befuddled as everybody else.
Please tell me you had a couple of hot dogs, though, Eric.
I'd already done that at the game.
Yes.
I took care of that at about noon yesterday.
Nice work. Okay, very good. Now, have you had the pizza dog at Globe Life Field yet, Eric?
You know, I'm gluten-free, so I can't indulge in some of the great things at the ballpark. Yeah, I'm limited in what I can have. The hot dogs and the bratwursts that I have. And by the way, the bratwursts there are very good. But I either have them without a bun, or I bring my own gluten-free bread and transfer to my own gluten-free bread, which is just kind of goofy, but I'm learning to survive.
Are you just marveling like we all are watching what Wyatt Langford's been doing since June?
Yeah, it's incredible. And I guess it's kind of what we expected coming out of spring training, but he's added that speed element that, you know, I guess we didn't really see it in spring training because he hit so many balls out of the park. We didn't really see any of these exploits on the bases that we've seen during the regular season. And he didn't really get to make any tremendous plays in spring training. He even had some difficulty on some plays. It's really tough in Arizona with a high sky and the sun and the wind and stuff like that. But now he's, now he's showing all five tools. It's phenomenal.
Hey, Eric, I wanted to ask you this, you know, and you've done this such a long time and a great job as always with all your stuff and the championship last year for you as well. But I was wondering when an announcing team has to deal with, do they trade at the trade deadline? Are they sellers? Are they buying? How do you guys kind of hold that in check and be able to kind of do your broadcast and stuff when the team might be scuffling along a little bit or, you know, it's, you don't know if they're going to trade or not trade. How do you kind of manage that?
Yeah, I guess, Brian, I guess the way to approach it is, you know, our job is to be a game announcer.
Right.
And we're there to do that game that day and not be distracted by any of the extraneous stuff, whatever that extraneous stuff might be. I asked the Yankees announcers that. You know, when I started in 1979, it was the height of the Bronx Zoo era.
Right.
And there was all this craziness around George Steinbrenner and Reggie Jackson and Thurman Munson, who was still alive at the time, and all of that. And I asked Frank Messer, who was the Yankee announcer, how do you deal with all that? He said, I do the game. It's not my job to do the rest of it. You know, if I want to talk to people about it afterwards, that's fine. But, you know, once that first pitch is thrown, that's what we're there to do. We're there to report on that day's game, period.
We've been talking about the home run derby, and unfortunately we've only got two players that we know of for sure that will be competing. We threw out the idea of maybe like an old-timers home run derby. Maybe we bring back an Adrian Beltre. Are there some players that if we ever did that, you'd love to see come back and compete in an all-time home run derby?
That's a good one. Some of the guys who I'd like to see are just too old now. I mean, Larry Parrish was always fun to watch. Dave Hostetler, yeah, you know, would hit these 500-foot home runs in batting practice. Now, these guys are too old now. These guys are, you know, 60s and above. So I don't know that you'd be wanting to bring back, you know, Dave Kingman, to hit in a home run contest right now. But those are the kind of guys who I think of.
Okay, then my idea, Eric, was that we would have guys that don't hit home runs, so it'd be a surprise if they actually hit a home run.
We're really just crapping on these.
Get a bunch of Austin Hedges out there.
We're just give me.
Bring back all the backup catchers.
There you go.
I like that. The Hall of Famer, Eric.
See what Dave Alley thinks about that. Dave probably like that. He might win that.
Eric Nadel, Hall of Fame voice of the Rangers, with us here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Tylock George. We're all hoping our guy Josh Smith can find his way into the All-Star game here. He continues to just make highlight reel plays defensively in particular. But I'm curious who, because that's a pretty like out of left field sort of All-Star. Who is the most surprising All-Star that you can remember from a Rangers standpoint?
Oh, probably Roger Pavlik. Back in 1996. The Rangers seemed to score 8 to 10 runs every time Roger Pavlik pitched. And the All-Star game came around, and I don't know exactly what his record was. He was like 10-3, something like that, at the All-Star break. Maybe even more. He might even have 11 or 12 wins. And even though his ERA was high, back then wins were so valued that he was put on the All-Star team.
Hmm.
And, in fact, you know, it's kind of confirmed that he might be the most obscure All-Star, because anytime on the immaculate grid, you've got to pick a Ranger All-Star. If you pick Roger Pavlik, you're going to get a 0.0001% of the people chose Roger Pavlik. But
that's
he was
great.
A great guy, and, you know, he had a solid season. But just the way the Rangers scored runs, you know, he wound up as an All-Star where there were probably pitchers on that staff, you know, who had better numbers in all of the other areas except for wins.
Yeah, I see. He was 15-8 on the year, but he had an over 5 ERA. So
there you go.
He was sort of the opposite of the season that Andrew Heaney's been given this year.
Wow.
A little bit. All right, Eric, what you drinking, what you thinking, my man?
Well, what I'm thinking is people need to know about this concert that I am hosting a free concert on July the 18th. It's the Thursday of All-Star Week, so there's no game. And I've been asked by the Firehouse Gastro Park in Grand Prairie to put together a local showcase that people could come to for free. And so I've selected Remy Reilly and Half Guided Hearts as the two artists who would play at this thing. And the Firehouse is dog friendly. It's kid friendly. It's outdoors, but they have fans and misters. They have a wide food menu. They've got an open bar. It's going to be a fabulous free concert and party on Thursday, July the 18th at 7 o'clock. And I invite everybody to come on out to the Firehouse Gastro Park in Grand Prairie.
Hell yeah, that's going to be awesome. Did you get to see Sarah McLachlan earlier this week?
I saw Sarah McLachlan at the Toyota Music Factory, and she was great. She's 56 years old and still sounds like she did 30 years ago when she put out all those incredible hits. And it was a phenomenal experience. I'm really grateful I got to go. I had a seat that was pretty far up front, and it was wonderful.
Well, enjoy the weekend, my friend. Always great catching up with you. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes, the Rangers Hall of Famer, Eric Nadell, best in the business, always joining us at 520 every single Friday. But how about we do a little What You Drinking and What You Thinking? 877-881-1053. Fellas, I've been sipping on some water, some high-quality H2O over here, and I'm thinking...
It's hard to even know if it's high-quality anymore.
That's true. That's a great point. Maybe right now there's all kinds of weird things. There's poo maybe in my water that I'm drinking right now.
River water.
Could be drinking that. But the boss just came in here. This is wild. Dallas Stars hockey is parting ways with Bally Sports Southwest. So per Sportico, Diamond filed a motion Wednesday with the U.S. Bankrupt Court for the Southern District of Texas to dissolve its media rights contract with the Dallas Stars. The Florida Panthers also parted ways with the Diamond Sports Group, a.k.a. Bally Sports West. So we'll see if maybe the Stars are able to secure a local media rights deal, but I'm sure some information on that coming very, very soon. But the Stars no longer part of Bally Sports Southwest.
Wow. It was only a matter of time, dude. Only a matter of time. Bally's is, my goodness. It's been frustrating, to say the least. I'm drinking some water myself, and I haven't stopped thinking about, really, the shark attacks. From South Padre Island.
Those videos.
The pictures, the videos.
Ridiculous.
Oh my gosh, dude. That lady, the one with her calf.
Oh,
like,
my
just
gosh.
Just completely beaten off or whatever. Is that because of the hurricane stuff and it's like pushing pushing sharks and stuff like that closer to the shore?
I just wonder if sharks have nothing to eat out there in the water anymore the way we fish.
Oh.
You know, that they're running out of food.
I never considered that.
They're running out of food, and now they're so hungry that they're coming
up on
shore.
I feel like this summer, like within the last few weeks, we've heard about more shark attacks than I can remember.
Yeah, I got big time shark fear going right now. Brought us drinking.
Yeah, I'm not drinking anything like normal. I need to be
No
better.
Transfusions today? I was hoping.
No transfusions today. But what I'm thinking is, you guys take a look at the temperatures for all next week.
Get a little cold front.
It's crazy that you think that it's just that your mind when it's not like 100 or like 103, but when you see temperatures that are 83, 84, 85 all next week. Now, and again, things can maybe change, but this just from a psychological perspective, this time of year.
Put you in a better mood.
It just, when it's not 103 every day.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that I don't mind the cloud cover and the rain and all that, but just nice to see a lot of more cooler temperatures.
I'm sure a lot of people were hoping for that for All-Star Week when you bring a lot of out-of-towners in. But it'll probably be back to the triple digits by then.
Oh, of course, that's our luck.
All right, into the Pimp Cup. Yeah. Lucius, drinking, thinking.
Yeah, I'm drinking water. I've had half a gallon preparing to hit the gym right after the show.
Ooh, you're going late today.
Yeah, well, you know, hey. What am I thinking? You know what? I haven't seen a lot of... You know what? I don't know. I'm not thinking anything. Let's go to the... I'm going to leave it alone. Let's go to the fan text.
All right, let's go.
The phone calls. Excuse
let's hit
me.
Up our buddy Tim in Carthage. What's going on, Pappy?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing? I've been driving today and just now cracked one cold one for you guys this afternoon. Brian, you might want to get... You might want to get one of your... Have a good day, sirs, ready. Because it's you're turning the barrel, Brian. I told Gavin he needed to go have a mental enema, and he did, and I'm glad for him. But, Brian, if you ever tell one of my boys to shut up again on the air. Me and you are going to have a come to Jesus meeting somewhere around Moxie.
Yeah.
Now, I went to bet for you whenever Basic did it last year.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bat for my nose freeze, brother. This is Tim / Pappy in Carthage, Texas.
Cheers, Rat. Appreciate you, dude.
I'll tell you what, man.
He's not coming after you for the dumbass. He's just for the shut up on Wolchuk.
Just the shut up.
the dumbass one, he was like, that actually
why
was,
do I feel
that
like
that
I would be in a bar and then he'd come through the swinging doors kind
dude,
of thing?
Oh,
you
for
know?
Sure.
I don't challenge you to gunfight. You know?
I don't want to upset him.
Yeah.
Not at all. That's a guy who's willing to drink some warm whiskey.
Yeah. 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 No, a lot of dust and a lot of warm whiskey there. For
that's
sure.
the truth. That's yeah. the truth right there.
Mike Basic is crazy.
I defended you with Mike Basic. All right, let's go to our guy, Kenny. What's up, Kenny?
What is up?
What up?
Oh, man. I've had two really great weeks, and I am drinking frozen margarita with fresh strawberries, just the original, with that two shots of that marvelous rock and roll tequila.
Tequila.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Want to give a shout out to Mama and Papa Bear brought us.
Thank you very much.
Shout out to my grandsons, Maxon and Landon. They just got back from Tampa doing the National Rollerblade Hockey Championship. Maxon, the 10-year-old, finished third in the nation, and Landon finished fifth. Boys don't care if you win or lose, as long as you're giving 100%. You got Papa's blessing. Love you guys.
Love you, too. And,
love you.
June the 20th, I entered the over 70 club.
Happy birthday.
Last week I wasn't here because I had to mark off one of the things on my list. We went to medieval times dinner at tournaments.
There you go.
Yeah, and what am I thinking? You know, I grew up in the pre-Generation X. Mm. We played board games when it rained. We walked on stilts 15 foot tall, climbing a ladder to get on top of the house just to get on the stilts. Never locked our doors or windows. Maybe at night we locked the screen door. Riding my 20-inch bicycle everywhere. Almost getting a ticket going 57 miles an hour going down a hill. Riding to the rec center to swim and play football every day during the summer and watch the girls at the pool. Cruising Buckner Boulevard to flirt with the girls in Pleasant Grove. And the greatest thing that ever happened to me was growing up in the Grove. And dudes, that's where I learned how to rock and roll.
There you go.
Thank you, Kenny. We appreciate you, brother. Lucius, do you want to hit these last two and then we'll head in for LA Live?
Yeah, sure, buddy.
All right, let's do, we got our guy Big Jim. What's up, Big Jim?
Hey, fellas, how's it going? It's been a little while since I talked to you.
Yes, sir. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
Drinking a little Dr. Pepper, and my old gal, she cooked up some homemade enchiladas tonight.
Oh, jeez. Right. Gosh.
I'm just, you know, we're just enjoying ourselves. Hey, fellas, I want to call in. Let me tell you something. I seen that picture, Dak Prescott, wearing that boot.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, let me tell you. About 20 years ago, I messed my ankle up pretty good and had to wear one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a boot is not a good thing. In fact, it messes you up for a while after you take the thing off. So I remember watching that Hard Knocks when the Cowboys were on there a few years ago, and Dak Prescott was talking about how he's all smiling, saying, hey, you know, I didn't tell you about the second surgery, but Prescott, I don't know, man. I think Jerry might be smart holding out on this contract. I wonder what you fellas think about that. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Thank Cheers, you. Big Jim. Wow. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it for sure.
Well, if I was Dak, I wouldn't be walking around in a boot myself. You know, if I was trying to get a contract.
I don't want to be seen.
Yeah, I don't want to be seen. But they would know. I mean, they would know the medical history of the guy and stuff like that, of course.
No doubt.
I just, you know, Dak's one of those guys that works extremely hard. I think he's probably in the situation where did a little too much. You know, and it's been there for a couple of years, right? How many years now? 3 years? This will be a third year since he hadn't had to deal with that injury anymore. So maybe there's something, you know, a lot of things he has to deal with the soreness and stuff like that. So we'll see. Like I said, if Eric, I agree with you. If we get to camp and he's kind of like in that boot or missing practices and all that, then everybody should be really concerned.
Yeah, we'll be worried. All right, last one. Let's go to Rodeo Ron. What's up, Ron? What you drinking? What you thinking?
Rodeo Ron. Drank a little bit of Jim Beam with a splash of Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking, happy birthday to America, and thank you to all the men and women who have fought so hard so we can be free to listen to 105.3 The Fan and to be able to follow our favorite sports team, but most of all, the freedom to be Rodeo Ron, listening to 105.3 The Fan, drinking Jim Beam, and wherever you at, have a great freaking weekend.
America! Thank you, Ron. Appreciate you.
He was sliding all over the place.
He was.
He was trying to find that dismount.
Oh, it's good stuff. All right, let's head into the Pimp Cup for some LA Live with Lucius Alexander.
Well, all right, you squares. Time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Everybody get high. Bag up, bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, Jesus. Ow, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Back up, Terry.
What you doing, Terry?
What you?
Yeah, did you guys enjoy some fireworks during? Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I did.
Good. What did you say?
Wooly? I didn't see any.
Oh.
Not this year.
Dude, with my new LASIK surgery, I could appreciate the fireworks more than ever.
You had a tear coming out your eye. Yeah.
It was amazing.
The colors.
Those things pop and then they start to feel like they're coming at you a little bit.
Amazing.
Oh, what a moment. Dude.
Were you close enough to get the booms?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, I love that.
It's great.
I think it's so amazing. Yeah, the drones and stuff look cool.
Yeah.
But I think it's just brilliant that they can make the fireworks explode and it's like a shape.
It is.
And you know, or it's a smiley face or something like that. How did y'all pack it in there to make it happen like that when it blows up?
It's always
that is so awesome to me, man.
It's a phenomenal question. We need to do like a sports science on that.
How did you do that?
Yeah.
This is LA Live for Friday, June 5th, 2024. It's a Freestyle Friday here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. It is a holiday weekend. Avoid the law dogs, please. Please don't crash out like this woman did in traffic. She's in traffic. She has a toddler. I believe it's her toddler in the passenger seat with her. And she still feels like it's cool to initiate a road rage situation, putting her life in danger and the kid's life in danger. Don't crash out. There is a kid in her passenger seat.
You think you're so god?
Did you hear the kid yell, "Mom"?
Yeah.
Oh,
don't crash out.
You think you're so god funny? When you cut me off, I almost wrecked you, hole.
Don't crash out, bros. Put that kid's life in danger as well as her own. She got super heated. It's the emotions. It's the emotions that you have to keep in check. That's going to make you jump over the bridge and do something you should not be doing. All right, what else we got right here? G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner, Texas Rangers first baseman, and Gilly the Kid's doppelganger, Nathaniel Lowe. He nailed Eric's troll question.
I have a 3-second clip of your podcast partner, Jared Sandler, giving some analysis about one of your teammates, okay? I want you to guess which teammate Jared is talking about here. Is that cool with you?
All right, let me have the clip.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
Is he talking about Wyatt?
Yes!
Wow.
Daddy Nathaniel.
No hesitation, man. Yes. He nailed that.
No hezzy. No hezzy. That's a guy who knows his teammates. Yes. Nice work, dude.
Come on.
Come on.
Dude, could we isolate that initial wheeze that leads into his laugh? Because, my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's what got me, too, bro.
Great laugh, too.
The recreational wee right there.
That's funny.
Let me see. Where's my joint at real quick? I got to get my vibes right on a Friday. Hey. Okay. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, July 5th. It's a Freestyle Friday. Grilling fails. Oh. Have you ever been responsible for cooking or grilling something for the whole kickback and you failed?
Yes, I failed Thanksgiving 3 years ago, the mac and cheese. It was a complete disaster, and I still get shamed about it.
Was there a backup?
There was not a backup. There's no backup, dude. And that's kind of on them. Like, they should have been like, hey, let's at least have some craft ready to rock.
Yeah.
No, so far I have not failed yet. I'm sure there will be a day.
Good for you, man.
But I'm all right now. I know my wheelhouse and where I can succeed.
It sticks with you, too. It stays with you for life.
It's a fear.
It really never leaves, bro. Yeah. Broadus, you cook a lot. You ever failed?
You can't expunge that off your record.
You can, man. They always remember.
No.
No, good for you, Broadus. Chef B. Yeah. I failed one time when I first got into the Navy. I hung out with some of my Navy buddies. One of them had a condo right there on the beach.
Oh, nice.
So we all decided, hey, we're going to hang out on the beach and, you know, play some football and cook some brats and burgers.
Oh, Tom Cruise it, huh?
Yeah. I was responsible for the burgers.
Oh.
And I started the burgers, put them on the grill, and then somebody said, hey, man, come catch this ball. Yeah. Started playing football on the beach, and I've never played football on the beach. Yeah. Everything started feeling amazing. I was like, look at my life right now. I'm on the beach, bro. I'm making my own money. Oh, my God. And then I realized, oh, crap.
The burgers.
Hockey pucks.
Came back. Yeah, little rocks of burgers.
Yeah.
Everybody's really disgusted with me. Had rocks of burgers.
The same reason why I can't clean up while I'm cooking, dude. I will lose focus in a second, and then it's all just, it's burnt to crisp.
Poor guy.
I've learned to cook in stages. Like you just plant, like everything cut up, plant, you just keep it in order.
Yeah, that's the secret.
So I think the most important thing, especially with barbecuing outside, is just the paying attention part.
It's the paying attention
just,
for me.
You know, you can, it's easy. I think it's easy to cook outside. Just got to, you know, don't keep flipping things. Let it kind of sit.
Let it go.
But let it go.
But the timing's important.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to get you guys for Christmas. I've already got a gifts ideas for you guys.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Now I got to get
to
you.
I'm going to get to you for Hanukkah.
Well, it's all good. I'm not one of those Jewish people's like, oh, can't say Christmas.
Surprise.
Those thermometers. Those thermopins.
Oh, those are beautiful.
The thermopins.
Yes. Meat thermometers?
Yeah, where you can open it up and boom, you stick it and you're like, you know you're cooking to 150 today. You stick it in there and boom, pull them.
Let's go.
Pull them. You need a little longer and all that. So, yeah, but I just told you what I'm going to get you guys for holidays.
That's all right. I'll forget about it.
Yeah.
Get you some leather sandals for when you cook on the grill. Everybody on the grill should be rocking leather sandals. It's a rule. There's a new dad right here. He gives a shout out to all the cooks and the grill masters after he fails on the grill.
Oh.
Hey,
Oh, no.
Hey, shout out to all the chefs, you know, pit masters out there, man. Hey, man, it's stupid, bro. I love barbecue. You know, at least I love eating it, but it's different when you cooking it, especially when you got a family.
Oh no.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Oh man. Oh, he's sad.
Daggone, the ribs, they look good, but them jokers so tough. Golly, boy. I mean, I spent about $120 on all this food.
No.
My little poor little chicken wing. Look at this, boy.
Oh, no.
Look at that. I mean, look at that, bro.
Look at that.
Only thing that came out good was the Caesar salad.
Yeah. Shout out to all you grill masters out there that do not know that pain.
Oh, no.
Did you guys see the lady that was seasoning her charcoal?
No.
Seizing the charcoal.
It was a viral thing yesterday where this lady
was... she's getting the smoke flavor out of it?
I didn't know if this was like a super next level, like she's outthinking everybody
or... That's a damn good idea.
You think it's... Okay, it is, I don't know. I'd never seen that
I know one thing. If you could, you know, if you don't have a smoker yourself, you could take like one of those aluminum pans, put a bunch of wood chips, get them wet, get them going, get them hot, get them smoking, and you could get smoke if you don't have...
create
your own. If you have like a Weber, like a kettle or something like that, but you can use that, create your own smoke. I just want to go back with a gentleman there.
Yeah.
Man, if that's like his first time of cooking, I think he bit off more than he can chew.
Clearly, he's trying to show up for his new family and everything.
Ribs, if you've never cooked ribs, even Pitmaster can F up ribs.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've seen people like, man, those aren't very good.
You see that Frank the Tank video where he cooks the ribs 700 degrees.
Yeah. He goes, well, check back in
45 minutes. He opens it up.
30 minutes. And I'm Frank.
I made some fire ribs in the air fryer. You would not believe me, but I did.
I do believe you. That air fryer does wonders.
I did. Hey, this guy right here, he brought some microwavable burgers to the cookout. They clowned him.
They got the microwavable burgers. They got
the package in here.
It's got cheese on it.
And lettuce.
You got lettuce. They are clowning him.
He'll never forget that, bro.
They are clowning him.
He'll never forget that. Let's see what else we got right here. Oh, it is a payday Friday.
Oh.
Holiday payday Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You guys burning some money this weekend?
It's been burned.
Yeah, it's been burned already.
I gambled a little yesterday.
You did? So did my dad, because I was supposed to go over there to my dad's house and eat some ribs and smoke cigars and everything. Yeah. And he doubled back on me and was like, nah, man, change your plans. I'm going to Lone Star, bet on the ponies.
I'll tell you what, man, I would have loved to have hung out with your dad then. Yes, I went up to Windstar is where I went.
Look at you.
Yeah, I went up there and did a little bit.
Fourth of July tradition.
I'll tell you what, the 4th of July ponies is a fun day. Fun day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be out there wearing that white linen.
Yeah.
With no draws, I'm pretty sure. I am pretty sure. Yeah, I'm going to buy some tires this weekend, so shout out to me and my truck.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate payday.
See, the hood's been good to me. I was some someone's a lowercase G, but now I'm the big G. The girls see I got the money. $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, and you would know. But I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4.
Like Martin said, you gotta get your groove on.
Yeah.
Alright. I like to celebrate that on payday. Oh, look. Crap, we're up against it. I guess I'll use that other clip on a Monday, maybe Tuesday. But other than that, that is my time. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Y'all duck this rain this weekend and be safe. Don't crash out, please. Yeah. Don't crash out, like the ladies say. All right, I got to go.
Thank you, Lucius. There he is, LA Live, Lucius Alexander, 540-ish every day here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, let's get you set for Rays Rangers. Jared Sandler joins us next from the Globe here on The Fan.